Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
This is the All Things Bama Podcast, powered by the Bama Central Broadcast Network. Welcome in to the All Things Bama Podcast. I am your host, Mason Woods, and as always, I am joined here by my good friend, Joe Gaither. If you can't tell, we are a little bit of a different setup today. Both of us doing the show from a different audio setup than you might be used to, so it might sound a little bit different, but I'm hoping everything still sounds good for you. We missed last week because of Alabama going to the regional tournament, taking on Miami and Southern Miss last week. Joe had to get out of here early Friday, so we didn't have time to get a show in. So we will have a jam-packed show for today, full of topics from the last 2 weeks, a whole lot of recruiting news, hopefully a lot of updates, a lot of good updates, hopefully, in that department for you. Before we do any of that, I want to remind you to both follow Joe and myself on Twitter at MAWoods_ and at JoeGaither6. Make sure to follow the show and give us a 5-star rating on whatever you get your podcast from, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon. Make sure you also go follow the Joe Gaither Show. Do the same as well with that. Rate it 5 stars wherever you get your podcast from, and so you can check out whatever we miss on this program. So like I just mentioned a second ago, we'll go ahead and just knock this out of the way because I don't have a whole lot here. Joe, you had to get out of town early on for last Friday to get over to Hattiesburg to watch Alabama go 0-2. Unfortunate showing for the Tide out in the regional. This is Rob Vaughn's 4th regional loss now. Fourth regional loss in a row. Like I said, I don't have a ton analysis wise there. But really just wanted to ask you, how was it over in Hattiesburg? How was the experience? How was the trip over there? Really just what was it like seeing the regional there? How was the, were they a good host? And then also, kind of quick knee jerk, you had a little bit of time to sit with it now, but just kind of your quick takeaway from this season, whether it was good, bad, disappointing, however you felt.
Yeah, no, the regional was really, really fun. And really, Hattiesburg, they did put on a strong event. It was a beautiful park, Pete Taylor Park. The boys just came up a little bit short. You ended up kind of dominated by Miami starting pitcher A.J. Siskar. Then they got him out of the game, and Alabama started to get the bats going and nearly put a walk-off home run in the 9th inning, but it ended up just short for the 3rd out. So they lose that game. And then they're battling the host, Southern Miss, on Saturday. And it was going okay. It was definitely going well. You're up 5-3. The 8th inning just kind of got away from you. And just like that, you lost 6-5 in the game, and your season's over. So it was heartbreaking for the program, heartbreaking for the boys. But
sure.
I think that Rob Vaughn is, you had a great season. You had a season, the first 41 seasons since 2002. I think Rob Vaughn's got this thing on the right track, as evidenced by the contract extension this week.
Sure.
I just think that you're going to have to keep recruiting more elite arms, more elite pitching. And you're going to want to get the batting lineup to be a little more dangerous 1-9. You had several strong hitters but I don't know if you were able to get a lineup that had threats 1 through 9 from an offensive standpoint. So just more improvement, more recruiting. I think that Rob Vaughn's gonna take this thing to the next level.
Yeah, I mean, I know even just like I think over this week and a half or so, I think they've already landed a couple guys from the transfer portal. Hopefully, going to be valuable members of the team. I don't really know much about any of them, one way or the other. I'm sure our friend Will Miller has covered them extensively on Bama Central, Alabama Crimson Tide on SI. So you can go read about it there. I would imagine he's got some good nuggets of information for you. But let's move into something that I can actually provide a bit of information on. That's recruiting. The main thing that I do here. Alabama has kicked off what is going to be a very, very big summer for the Crimson Tide. Just last week, they welcomed, I think it was 12 prospects for official visits. You can find the full list on Alabama Crimson Tide on SI, Bama Central. I wrote about it there. I just updated it yesterday, so you can read the updated list. A whole lot of guys going to be in town. We will get into the full list probably at the end of this segment. Before we do that, though, I want to run through the guys that were here last weekend, the guys that we didn't get a chance to talk about on last week's show. Really just a few guys, the most notable names that were in town, most notable names that were in Tuscaloosa, first of which being 4-star wide receiver Kenny Darby. The current LSU commit has been committed to LSU since November of last year. I did actually find out also, I thought this whole time just had to be related to Kenneth Darby. Is not. Was disappointed to see that. Yeah, could not find any confirmation for that one way or the other. So I guess that just has the same name. I hit the message boards. I was trying to find out. I do not think that they are actually related, strangely enough. So has a chance to be a legacy without like actually being a legacy if he comes to Alabama. But this guy is a monster. 6'1", 175. Not the biggest guy, but he's extremely fast, extremely quick. Over 100 receptions, 1,700 yards, and 24 touchdowns last year. He is reportedly, I think it was Alan Treu of 247 Sports this week reported it, that he is down to just Alabama and LSU. Now, he is still technically committed to LSU, although I don't really think that commitment means much at this moment. I think he is really he's considering Alabama and LSU. He's going to be making his commitment on July 4th. And, like I said, I think by all accounts, everything I've seen, I think his visit went really well. I tried to reach out to him, did not hear back from him. That's how it goes. But yeah, I think everything went well when he was in Tuscaloosa. I don't believe that he has an official visit scheduled with LSU, or at least as of the last time I checked, he did not have one scheduled. I would imagine that probably will change between now and July 4th. They'll probably try to get him in, sometime in the end of the June or so. But I don't know. He's not scheduled one yet, so we will just have to see. I think Alabama is certainly moving in the right direction with Kenny Darby, and that could be a very big pickup in next year's class. The next guy, 4-star defensive lineman Titan Davis, also named his final two schools, Alabama and Michigan. And this guy, everything I've seen about him, his 6'4", 270, like, just an absolute monster on the inside. Like, not the kind of prototypical speedy athletic edge rusher that everybody is super wowed by when they see him. But like you watch his highlights and the kid is an absolute difference maker just about every play. Like, it's very telling when you watch the highlights and you can see super clearly like, oh, wow, this is 10 or 15 plays from the same game. Like, that's pretty impressive thing to do. The guy's an absolute stud. Names his final two schools as Alabama and Michigan, and he cancels all his other official visits this summer. He was, like I said, in Tuscaloosa last weekend with that group of a dozen guys that were here, and he will be at Michigan on June 20th. I think Alabama's in good standing. Tried to reach out to him, did not hear back from him. Just kind of the way it goes with these recruits, it's very hit or miss on whether these guys are going to actually, talk to you or not. But from everything I've seen, I believe his visit went well. He posted his photos on Instagram and on Twitter and everything. Looked like he was having a good time sitting in front of the old Mustang, sitting in front of the vintage Alabama stuff and everything. So I believe Alabama's in pretty good standing there. Hopefully they can add him to the class, because they've already got two edge rushers in Kamarian Johnson and oh, not Jabarius Guerra. That's the 27.
Zion Gibson.
Jamarian Matthews. Hey, you got two edge rushers already, but you know, you're probably looking to add an actual straight up defensive lineman to the class, I would imagine, and just continuing to bolster that front seven is always going to be good, in my opinion. Hoo-wee, but those were not the only two guys to name Alabama a finalist this week, Joe. It's like every other day you get some new four-star without. And now that we're kind of getting down to business here, it's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of top fives, a lot of top threes, some top twos and things like that. So, you know, some of these guys are, you're really starting to take seriously. It's not just guys that are putting that Alabama A on their graphic to make them feel good. The next guy Alabama was named in the top schools for, four-star offensive lineman Micah Smith, 6'5", 325, set to commit on June 7th. We'll be choosing between Alabama, South Carolina, Tennessee, Ohio State, UCLA, and Illinois. So this is one that I'm watching. You know, this guy's on the back burner a little bit until he maybe narrows that list just a hair, but I think he's a good player. Four-star quarterback Matt Ponatoski, P-O-N-A-T-O-S-K-I. If I'm butchering that, I apologize. 6'1", 195. Now, this is one where he may – I'm not really sure. Seems like he's kind of come out of nowhere in the last week or two, popped up on Alabama's radar. His top four are Alabama, Oregon, Kentucky, and Arkansas. So a bit of a strange top four, not really a combo that you see a lot. You know, Alabama, Oregon, sure, but Kentucky and Arkansas feels like they're on just another level program-wise in those two teams, so I'm not really sure there. But this guy is, from everything I've seen, a really talented athlete. Not exactly sure, you know, how good of a quarterback he is, but really, really good athlete. Was named the 2024 Gatorade Player of the Year in baseball and football, which he's like one of only a handful of people in history to even be named the Gatorade Player of the Year in two sports. I think two of the guys I saw that were on that list were Joe Mauer, the catcher for the Twins for a while, yeah, and then Randy Moss. So pretty good company to have. You know, like I said, I don't think he's coming in here to necessarily take over if he does commit. I don't think he's coming in here to take Keelan Russell's spot or anything. But I think he's a very good athlete, and that might just be the route they're trying to take there. Is just, it's always good having good athletes.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, hard to convince a real top-level quarterback to come in with the quarterback logjam.
Yeah, I think you know, with that top four you listed, with Oregon being up there, I don't know what Kentucky and Arkansas's classes look like, but I know Oregon hasn't landed a quarterback yet, and I don't think that they're at least that I know of. I don't know that there's a guy there like that's kind of in the wings waiting right now. So that might be a tough battle for Alabama if they do want to land him. But again, like I said, you still feel pretty good about what you got in Keelan Russell. I don't think you're going to be that upset about missing out on a quarterback from the 26 class, if that is what happens. What we missed from last week, we've got a few more guys. Linebacker Sincere Johnson locks in his commitment date June 19th. We'll be choosing between Alabama, Penn State, and Ohio State. Five-star Jireh Edwards, J-I-R-E-H. Not sure how you say that first name. Jireh. Probably butchering that one as well. But again, names Alabama in his top schools. It's like, it's so many guys. I really think that, you know, for anyone that is hovering over the panic button, hovering over the big red button for recruiting, like, just wait a month and I think you're going to be really, really happy. Five-star Xavier Griffin also names Alabama a finalist. Good Lord. I mean, it just does not end. Three-star off the tackle Mitchell Smith names Alabama as a finalist. It's just, the list goes on and on. Excuse me. Oh, so let's look. I want to look at just the guys that are going to be here this weekend. Let me see if I can get it pulled up, if my laptop will load for me. Okay. So let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 13 players set to be in town this weekend. Only one of which is a current commit to another school that I see. No, two. We got two Ole Miss commits that are potentially going to be here this weekend. Now, that is probably subject to change. I might get out of here doing this show and go check again, and it's like, oh, they've canceled their visits, and they will no longer actually be getting here today. So, but as of like I said yesterday, they were still on the list. So I believe they are still going to be here. I don't know how aggressively Alabama's chasing the flip on four-star linebacker Isaiah Williams and three-star wide receiver Corey Barber, who, like I said, are both committed to Ole Miss. But they are at least trying to get him on campus for some visits and see what's happening there. Oh, let's see. Probably the most notable guy that will be on campus this week, guy that we've talked about a lot on this show, five-star linebacker Xavier Griffin, the former pretty recent USC commit. I think he committed on like May or decommitted May 20th, May 22nd, somewhere around there, real late in the month. Recently named his top schools, did not even include USC in his top schools. So I think it's basically everything I've seen, I think it's almost a lock for Alabama. I think he's picked up the crystal ball from 247, the, you know, Steve Wiltfong prediction from On Three. So I think Alabama's in pretty good standing there.
Yeah, I'm hoping that he becomes a member of the class for sure.
Let's see if I have any other. I think that might actually be all of our recruiting from this week. That might be all of the however many stories I wrote. And boy, I gotta say, you know, it does get a bit repetitive. It would be very nice if I could actually hear back from some of these guys, because, you know, it gets a little repetitive just writing day after day. So a new guy names Alabama in his top schools, because, like I said, the list just goes on and on. It is. I really think that Kalen DeBoer and this staff are doing a fantastic job, not only like with the official visits, obviously, I think that went super well. But just like staying in contact with these guys, getting out and visiting them at their schools, at their homes. Saw a lot of that, you know, as the various periods swept through the year, the open period, dead period, quiet period where you can only, like, you can't have a visit or something, you know, all the different things. But it seemed like through all of that, the Alabama staff has been incredibly consistent with talking with the guys that have been their top guys for months now. You know, I have been as plugged in as I can be on the recruiting beat for however long, and it seems like they've really solidified, like, okay, these are the guys we want and these are the guys we're going to get, and it's kind of stayed consistent the whole time.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it, it's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone, all with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Yeah, I think this Alabama coaching staff is in a good position on a lot of these guys. And to your earlier point, I think that once these 4 weeks go by, Alabama's going to be jumping up the recruiting rankings.
All right, so we'll move off of recruiting and into something that we did not get the chance to talk about on this show last week that still is probably the most shocking news that's happened. The LeBaron Filon return. It happened last week, 10:31 p.m. on Wednesday. I'm sitting there scrolling Twitter, just kind of minding my own business. And next thing I know, here comes Joe Gaither with a text. And I'm like, oh, what is this? And it's just pure elation in the form of a text message. And it is because LeBaron is coming back. I did not think this was even a possibility. You know, I mean, he made it pretty clear to everybody that it was not a possibility. But sure enough, whether it was due to the poor draft feedback he got or some sort of NIL deal that was in the works, I do not know. But it doesn't matter because I think this Alabama basketball team goes from like a 5, 6 out of 10 to a 7, 8, 9 out of 10. If it was, I just think that adding, point guard was just something we worried about so much with the departure of Mark and then obviously the departure of LeBaron. We thought it was such a, we talked about it, I think, on your show, I don't know how, a few weeks ago now, and we kind of ran through the guys that we thought would fill that point guard by committee role. And we tried to talk ourselves into liking it, and I think we did an okay job of that. But at the end of the day, we both knew, like, I don't love this. So just getting LeBaron back makes my confidence so much higher.
Oh, 1,000%. I think that Coach was probably feeling a little pressure about who was going to handle the ball and who was going to make decisions. I like Jahlil Bethea. Obviously, I love the Terrell Wrights on Houston Millette, but I don't have a clue what their health status and like what if they'll be able to return to the quality that we've seen so far from them. To get LeBaron back, I think is a huge, huge, huge win.
Yeah, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but like just the way that he plays, the instinct he plays with, the feel that he has for the game is something that you cannot teach someone. It is something that is, invaluable to this Alabama team. Like you can't really put into words how valuable his presence is. I think as a, obviously as a talent on the court, but then just being a leader on next year's team, a lot of guys left. A lot of new faces going to be taking, playing big minutes next year. So I think it's going to be really crucial to have a guy like LeBaron who was able to play this last full season. I understand Houston Millette is still there. Latrell Wright's still there. Both of them have some experience with the program now, but neither of them got to see the court really last year much. So having a guy who was there last year through it all kind of got to see the ebbs and flows and everything and really relay that to everyone, I think is really just extremely valuable. I don't think you can necessarily quantify it, but it is it just makes me feel so much better about this basketball team.
Oh yeah, the excitement for me returns. I was feeling like, I was always going to be excited about Alabama basketball, but the excitement returns as far as this team could actually go somewhere, and that make me really, really pumped up. So LeBaron, I think Coach Oates was in on a couple other people in the transfer portal, but I wonder if the price got too high and he just kind of the pivoting landed back on a player he already had. I think it works out best for everybody.
Yeah, I don't think there was anybody in the transfer portal that I would have preferred to have over LeBaron, certainly. And for whatever the price tag you're paying LeBaron, it's worth it to me because, like I said, there's just no one else out there that was going to give you a better option than him. And there probably are people out there that were going to command a similar price tag to him. So it's a win-win-win for everybody. LeBaron gets what he wants. For the most part, a fair amount of money, I would imagine, and then hopefully a really good basketball season. I can't even remember the guy's name now, the USC guard that they were targeting or potentially Desmond targeting. Claude. That's right, Desmond Claude. I imagine he gets what he wants. Did he commit yet? I'm sure he did, but I don't know if he did. I missed it. But I imagine he's getting a fairly healthy NIL deal wherever his feet land. And then Alabama gets what they want. You get your star guard back. You get your local phenom back. It's such a good story also. It's just so much. So I'm very happy there. And in other hoops news, you mentioned it a little bit. Houston Millett did get his red shirt approved last week. Something I think most of us expected to happen. I wasn't really fretting that decision one way or the other, but I'm happy nonetheless. I'm cautiously optimistic on how much he can contribute this year. We've talked about it on your show. Osgood Schlatter disease that he has, or at least as I think he has, because I know I saw him on TikTok posting about it a couple times. As I understand it, is not really something that can just kind of be fixed. It's more something that just kind of has to be managed. So we'll just kind of have to see how he does this season. I feel good about Latrell coming back, though. I mean, I think Latrell probably gets right back to form, I would imagine.
I hope so. I mean, the Achilles are so hit or miss, but the technology has jumped so much that I feel good about him as well.
Yeah, also this week, Alabama schedules this game against former Nate Oates assistant. Love this trend. Love that they're continuing to do this. Antoine Petway and Kennesaw State are going to be playing in Huntsville at the VBC. Don't really have a lot on Kennesaw State. Don't know anything about the Owls this year, but I imagine it'll be a fun game for everybody. If you've never been up to Huntsville, get up there and watch a game. It's a pretty decent place to do it, the VBC. I like it up there. But I'm moving back to football now. I've got just really don't have much, a whole lot more, just a few kind of odd and end stories, and we'll see if they take us anywhere here. I don't believe we got a chance to talk about it on this show, but we talked about it a lot on your show, so you can go listen to our full conversation there. But I do want to mention that the college football playoff did officially move to its straight seeding model for, was it going into effect this year or is it going into effect next year? Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. So we will have the straight seeding model. This is what it should have been the entire time. I understand, I guess, why you tried to do it the way you did the first year, but it should have never been that. You know, you backed yourselves into a corner with it, and now you kind of had to panic fix it, and you look like even more of an idiot at college football playoff. But regardless, I think we get a semi-positive outcome with the playoff for 1 year until we inevitably expand to 16 and then have to deal with this 5 plus 11 or 2 plus 2 plus 4 plus 4 plus whatever. It's just a whole headache.
Ugh.
But I'm happy for the straight seeding. I think that, you know, that helps a little bit. It'll get us some better matchups this year, I would hope.
Yeah, I think that's a great move.
Let's see. Ryan Williams makes the cover athlete for NCAA. Well, was one of the cover athletes for NCAA 26. I will stand by my take that I am not a fan of the multiple players on the cover. I just think it takes away from the cover. You got to have a cover athlete. And I love it, Ryan Williams. Jeremiah Smith was your cover athlete in 2024. You know, I hate to be like that. It just is what it is. The guy was absolutely electrifying, was the best receiver in college football, and then his team won the national title. You know, there's just not really anything you could say there. Ryan Williams, you were amazing. You had a great year with 40-some-odd catches with 800 yards or whatever. You know, pretty great season. But you just weren't Jeremiah Smith. It felt like a little bit of fan service getting Ryan Williams on that cover, maybe.
You think
anybody within this Alabama program has just got some connections over at EA and just made a call? Hey, no, we got representation.
I think he's just that popular. I think he's that popular and that well known. I mean, he had a good year, but not 15 touchdowns like Jeremiah Smith. I just think that Ryan's that popular and that electric. You know, his smile is infectious.
Yeah, I would. I mean, I don't know this off the top of my head. I don't think anybody probably knows this, but I'm sure that if you, if you compiled the data on followings across various social media platforms, Ryan Williams is near the top of the list for college athletes. Well, football players. You know, you do have the some of the other, the Livy Duns of the world and the SUNY Lees of the world who like blow football players out of the water with their Instagram followers and things, but I imagine Ryan Williams would be way up there on that list.
Definitely.
Let's see. We also got some kickoff times finally locked in this week. I believe Florida State's been locked in for a while. That's going to be at 2:30, August 30th. But you will return home the week after to take on Louisiana Monroe at 6:45. Why we got to waste a good night game on the ULM? You know, why can't that be an 11 a.m. kick? It feels like so much just like the, you know, the football gods just being like, oh, you want a night game? Here you go. And it's just a bit deflating to me, but who knows? Maybe it won't really have any effect on the rest of the season. We'll still get night games like we want. I hope, but I hope that this does not mean that, you know, this is, I don't know, insert whatever good game you want this year, Tennessee for, you know, I hope these are not getting swapped out for one another, basically, kickoff time-wise. I would still like to see everything else under the lights in Bryant-Denny Stadium. also got a kickoff time for Wisconsin at 11 a.m. That's what I like to see. I think that's a perfect kickoff time. Wisconsin, I mean, you could even give me 2:30 there, but Wisconsin is a day football game. You know, I'm not playing the Badgers at night. They've not earned that respect yet.
Yeah, let's wake up and knock it out.
Yeah. Oh, we. I don't know that I really have much else from this week. I'm sure there's a handful of things I missed. I kind of, you know, I woke up a little late this morning trying to compile some notes, and this is really what I was able to get. Let's see if there's. Oh, you know, John Gruden. I don't have a ton here, but John Gruden with Ryan Williams and Isaiah Horton. If you've not watched that YouTube video, it's pretty lengthy. It's almost an hour long, I think. But it's good stuff. It is very, very good stuff. There's a lot of good little nuggets in there. You know, Ryan Williams talking about the play in the Georgia game where he was not supposed to run the route that he ran, and him and Jalen Milroe basically talked to each other and said, oh, yeah, you're going to go. And, you know, you can see everybody else on the play runs like a 12-yard curl, and then there goes Ryan Williams streaking down the field. And sure enough, he made the play, you know. I don't remember what exactly he asked him. Gruden asked him something about, like, was that a mistake, or was that a bad play? And he goes, we scored, so no. And it's like, I can't argue with him. You know, I would imagine Jamarcus Shepherd, Kalen DeBoer, you know, Nick Sheridan were standing on the sideline freaking out watching him run 20 yards past where he was supposed to curl for his route. But he made it happen, and that was pretty good stuff. And then what everybody plucked out from the video, the Vanderbilt the bulletin board material. What was it? We're gonna crush the ant with a sledgehammer or something.
Yeah.
Just it's are we sure that he's not still 17 and like he's just a kid? You know, it's just a very dumb thing to say. Just very foolish. I'm still not worried about Vanderbilt. I don't, you know, but I just think that's the last team you want to give any bulletin board material to. They have shown us over the last year and change that while they are not skilled, while they're not the best, while they're not very good even, damn it, they're tough, and they're going to play you tough, and they will bring you down to their level better than anybody else. And yeah, you just
Yeah, that's not the bear I want to be poking.
I would have rather him said something about Georgia.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, honestly, like, it's just, it's such, I don't know. I hate that. Again, I'm not really that concerned, but it is, it's like the last team on that schedule that I wish he'd said anything about. Oh, man. But I think that's really all I've got for this week. If you've got anything else, we can get into it. But if not, we can get done with this and we can get out of here to go live with the Joe Gaither Show.
Well, we appreciate you, Mason. I think I'm going to call it today as a sick day. I think you carried the
Yeah. No, that's
carried the day there with all your content. I know I didn't really provide much in this 30 minutes, but I think that we'll post all things Bama and have a great weekend.
I think it'll be good. That's all we got for today. I want to thank everybody for listening. Remind you all to follow me and Joe on Twitter at @MAWoods_@JoeGaither6. Make sure to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your podcast from. Leave us a 5-star rating. We'll be back next week. Hopefully Joe will be feeling a little better, and we will talk some more Crimson Tide news on the All Things Bama podcast. Thanks for listening.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it, it's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.